صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل، صدر الشریعہ مولانا محمد امجد علی اعظمی علیہ رحمت اللہ القوی ہیز اسٹیٹڈ، دیر آر ٹو ویری اسٹرانگ اسٹیٹمنٹس کنسرننگ دا انسٹنٹ ان وچ سپلیکیشن از فلفلڈ آن فرائیڈے. نمبر ون، فرام دا مومنٹ وین دا امام سٹس فار دا سرمن ٹو دا اینڈ آف دا صلاح. نمبر ٹو، the last instant of Friday. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi has stated, at night, there comes a moment during which supplication is answered, but Friday is the only day which has such a moment during the daytime. However, it is not known for sure as to which moment it actually is. The strong likelihood is that it is either between two sermons of a short while before Maghrib. Commenting on another hadith, the Reverend Mufti has said that there are 40 different opinions of scholars regarding this moment, out of which two are the most likely. As per one opinion, it is between two sermons, while according to the other, it is at the time of sunset. Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to sit in her hujra, small room, a short while prior to sunset, and would ask Fida radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her maid, to stand outside as the sun begins to set. Fida radiyallahu ta'ala anha would inform her about it, and Sayyida would raise her blessed hands for supplication. It is better to ask a concise supplication at the moment. For instance, the following Quranic supplication: Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Our Rabb, give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of fire. One can recite Salat ala Nabi as well with the intention of supplication, as Salat al Nabi is itself a magnificent supplication. It is preferable to supplicate between both sermons by heart, without raising hands and without uttering anything verbally. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.